Later in this hour of With Heart and Voice, we'll hear additional portions of the Concert of Remembrance and Reconciliation from the 2018 AGO Convention, as well as a performance of a haunting requiem for choir, organ, and saxophone. We'll begin this hour with transcendent music by William H. Harris, his moving motet, Holy is the True Light, performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, led by John Scott. Holy is the True Light by William H. Harris, sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. Music by Mark Blatchley is next. He served for a time as organ scholar at St. Paul's Cathedral and has either played or conducted at a number of other cathedrals, including Guildford, Oxford, and Gloucester, among others. His anthem for the fallen is dedicated to the choristers of St. Paul's and sets a poem by Lawrence Binion. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral with Hugh Williams at the organ.
Thank you.
The choir of Westminster Abbey sang the hymn Eternal Father Strong to Save, with tune by John Backus Dykes. Martin Neary conducted. Earlier, the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang For the Fallen by Mark Blatchley, directed by John Scott. Jeffrey Bergen's setting of the Nunc Dimittis became famous as the theme music for a BBC television program, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Its haunting trumpet melody sets the tone. We'll hear it performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral with trumpeter John McDominick. John Scott conducts. Nunc Dimittis by Jeffrey Bergen was performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Trumpeter was John McDominick, and John Scott directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The next portion of our program will be devoted to a recording of a live performance of the Requiem Canticorum, or Requiem Canticles, by English composer James Whitburn. Composed in 2010 and scored for choir, organ, and soprano saxophone, it conveys something of a meditative and haunting quality. Whitburn established himself as a composer early on in his studies at Magdalen College, Oxford, and later as a composer and producer for the BBC. The Requiem Canticorum is not a full requiem. It sets several texts associated with the Requiem Mass. We'll listen to the five movements, Introit, Pie Jesu, Alleluia, De Profundis, and Lux Aeterna. They're all performed by the Minnesota-based ensemble Magnum Chorum. Mark Stover is artistic director. Requiem Canticorum by James Whitburn on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
The five movements of Requiem Canticorum by James Whitburn were performed by Magnum Chorum under the direction of Mark Stover. Kurt Clausen played soprano saxophone, and Timothy Strand played the organ. The Russian Kontakion of the Dead is a solemn and somber chant sung to a Kiev melody. In this recording, it's translated by W.J. Birkbeck and sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Give rest, O Christ, to thy servant with thy saints.
Oh.
Give rest, O Christ, the Russian Kontakion of the Dead was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Dan Locklear's anthem, Remembrance, is next and sets the Beatitudes in a lovely piece dedicated to the memory of his parents. It's a fitting piece, too, for this observance of the centennial of the World War I armistice. We'll hear it in a fine performance by the Cathedral Schola from the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. Dale Ottleman directs.
Thank you.
Remembrance by Dan Locklear was sung by the Cathedral Schola from the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. Michael Myers played trumpet, and all were conducted by Dale Ottleman. One of the anthems commissioned for the Concert of Remembrance and Reconciliation at the 2018 National Convention of the American Guild of Organists was a new piece by acclaimed Scottish composer James McMillan. Everyone Sang begins exuberantly as a celebration of the end of the war, based on a poem by Siegfried Sassoon. The mood changes at the words, "My heart was shaken." The composer says, "The music becomes more reflective and contrapuntal. A little ethereal duet by two sopranos points to the stark and solemn, deathly aftermath of war as the music wordlessly fades away on lapping choral waves." The Spire Chamber Ensemble performs, directed by Ben Spalding and accompanied by Jan Krabel. Everyone Sang by James McMillan, commissioned for the 2018 convention of the American Guild of Organists. Ben Spalding led the Spire Chamber Ensemble, accompanied by organist Jan Krabel. We'll conclude today's special program with the final pieces from that Concert of Remembrance and Reconciliation from the American Guild of Organists Convention in Kansas City. The blessing is offered by Pastor Adrian Roberson, leading to the hymn Let Streams of Living Justice, sung to the tune Thaxted, arranged by Richard Webster. Organist Jan Krabel then plays Fiat Lux, Let There Be Light, by French composer Théodore Dubois, building from a quiet beginning to a full crescendo bringing forth, in Dr. Krabel's words, joy, light, and lasting peace.
May the God of peace, our constant companion, lead us all along paths of solidarity and hope, and give us the joy of being united in God's love. Amen.
Thank you.
Fiat Lux, Let There Be Light by Théodore Dubois was performed by organist Jan Krabel on the organ of the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts in Kansas City. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today and for this special program to mark the centennial of the World War I Armistice, November 11, 1918. Performers in the program included the Spire Chamber Ensemble, led by composer and conductor Ben Spaulding, organist Jan Krabel, the Convention Brass and Percussion Ensemble, and narrator Matthew Naylor, president and CEO of the National World War I Museum and Memorial. Recording engineer for the concert was William F. Lund, and this broadcast is made possible in part with assistance from friend and colleague Michael Barone. You can find more information about this program, find a complete playlist of the music in this broadcast, and listen to audio of past programs on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.